Aging gracefully. Can you imagine aging gracefully? This is Dr. Harold Varley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today, aging gracefully. I think that is one of the most inane, stupid, idiotic things a person can ever do, is to age gracefully. Well, why are you using it as a topic? Because so many people are trying to age gracefully. They're trying to get old and stay young. They're trying to add years to their life and act like a young person. So people come up to them,
well, you know, I'm 90 years old, I'm 80 years old, I'm 70 years old, you know that, and you know that I have lived a big, long, wonderful life, and I am that age, and I have deserved every year that I got.
And then you say, wow, you're doing good for 70 years old, you're doing good for 80 years old, you're doing good for 90 years old, wow, you're doing good. Now, bully, bully, bully. Wouldn't it be interesting if you were to select an age that you felt is a harmonious age? I like the age 25, you know. 25 is a good age. And people come up to me and they say, now, just a minute, old-timer, let me help you there. And I said, who are you calling old-timer? I said, I'm 25. You're 25? Yeah, my mother has quintuplets too, sure. Mm-hmm. You're 25. When did you start being 25? Just the moment I hit 25. I'm 25. I like that age. I think that's a great age. That's the way I feel. That's the way I act. That's the way I look at life. But you must be in your 70s because, you know, you got gray on the roof there and that sort of stuff. And I said, yeah, but the fire's still going great inside. And then I said, well, now, we don't want to argue this, but let's think about this once. How many young people do you know who are prematurely gray? A lot of them. How many young people do you know who have problems with their body and they're not able to lift anything? Oh, my back, my back, my back. They're always singing about their back. They deserve it. Herb, you're not going to make friends by doing this. No, that's true. You name it and you claim it. My back, my back. Hey, I don't choose to help you lift that. That's my choice. Not my back, my back. I can't lift it. I don't choose to help you lift that. Or I don't choose to lift that, period. This has nothing to do with your back. It has something to do with what you feel is good sense. I have trained myself physically to do these things, and one of them is not lifting that, you know. Now, me, I'm a little different. I'm 25. And I worked for my dad in construction for years, and I used to go down to the YMCA, to the gym, while I was in the university, and I'd work out every day, swimming in the pool and working out in the weights and running the track. And I still stayed skinny as a nail, you know, but strong. And I was with our busto, macho, muscular Ryan, who was a real terrific, strong young fellow, and we were lifting the desks. And he lifted his end of the desk, and I lifted my end of the desk. He says, you got the heavy end of the desk. I said, I hadn't noticed. And so we lifted the desk, and we moved it onto the board that I wanted to have under the desk. And he says, oh, that board is not quite straight. And I said, okay. So he lifted the desk, and I straightened the board out. Well, now, he didn't lift the desk all the way off the board, but I still straightened the board out. And it straightened out perfectly. He said, yeah, that's good. Now, he probably is proud to tell you he's 35 years old or something like that. I'm 35, you know, and you know, I'm doing just fine. I'm macho, macho. Good guy, real good guy. Don't mean to knock him. But then he says, now you old man, you got to be careful. I said, don't call me an old man. Now you young fella, that's better. That's much better. We act our age. We don't need to grow old gracefully. We don't even want to grow old. That's not what we teach here at the University of Healing. Now, we may look old, but I can take care of that. I can go down to the cosmetologist, what do you call him, surgeon who does the cosmetic surgery. Cosmetic surgery, see, you all know the word. And I can have all my wrinkles taken away, and I can have a new pot of flesh put on my face so that I look like something different. And I can have my hair all completely changed in color so that it looks like the hair of a person who is just a teenager, you know, and that's nice too. And I can wear contact lenses to make my eyes look bright and cheery, but my eyes look bright and cheery. I have no problem there. And my teeth, you know, I can brighten them up too and do all sorts of good things. But how you do it to your body? You have liposuction, take away your excess fat and your excess brains, you know, if you got any of those things. But you can, physiologically, you can do this. Now, if physiologically you can do this, you can certainly do this mentally. You can certainly do this with your thought. And if we put our thought to work, instead of saying, I'm an old person, and I said to the lady, how old are you? And she says, I'm 85. And I said, well, you sure are doing great. I'm real proud of you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, she was playing a game. But I didn't let her. And then at one point she looked up at me and she says, boy, that was a good breakfast. I ate the whole thing. And she forgot that. That was a good breakfast. I ate the whole thing. She forgot to stutter. You know, I caught her off guard, and she was her real self. But she puts on this game because she wants to park in the place for the handicapped people. She wants to have all of the government pensions and the government this and that's for people who are handicapped, and she takes advantage of all these things. But she forgets. It's just like you say to the person, which arm was it that you had trouble with? This one here. Oh, but what was the problem? I couldn't lift it. Oh, is that right? You know, and they forget and they lift it. Because people just don't remember. You know who is a good one on this here? I'm nothing but a hound dog. You've heard of that, haven't you? Well, dogs forget too. Button hurt his foot. And we were making a fuss over him. And then he came back later with the other foot. He forgot which foot he had hurt. And so he forgot which foot was supposed to have the attention. I said, Button, is something wrong with this foot too? Oh, he changed back to the right foot. But you see, this is so in the nature of the beast and that we really don't have a problem, but we like to get the attention. We like people to love us. Well, don't need that. Don't need that. Do you want people to love you because you're an old son of a gun? Or do you want people to love you because you're just a lovable person? Huh? Mm-hmm. What do you say about that, Odie?
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
You sure got the right answer there. We want people to love us because we're lovable people, not because we're old and decrepit. And if we're going to act old and decrepit, people will feel sorry for us, they will help us, they'll do all sorts of things for us, but they won't love us. They will be eager to get us out of their mind and out of their life as quick as possible because they do not want to be in charge of their brother. They don't want to be their brother's keeper. And this is very true. Now, there are some people who are sick who feel that taking care of the sick is wonderful, who feel that being with people who are helpless is wonderful, and to be a help to somebody who can't help themselves, that's wonderful. Well, why do they feel that way? They feel that way because they feel inadequate in themselves. And we don't ever want to do that. If they feel inadequate in themselves, what are they going to do with the people that they're helping? They're going to make them feel more and more inadequate. So we want to be very careful how we live our lives. We want to be very careful that we're not aging gracefully. Because the lady this morning in the restaurant who came hobbling out with her cane, she couldn't push the door of the restaurant open to get out. I had to help her. The restaurant manager was standing right there, didn't do a darn thing. He says, they made that door so tight it doesn't want to open. And I thought to myself, well, you silly buck, why didn't you go over and push it open for her, you know? And he just stood there as though that's not his responsibility. And he's not his brother's keeper. He's not going to open that door for anybody. If they can't open that door, they shouldn't come in this restaurant. But I held it open for the lady because she was just as young as I am. We're both 25. And she wasn't feeling too perk at 25, too perky. And so she needed a little bit of help. Now, there are days we have our ups and downs. Now, I helped her out the door only because she was having trouble. I didn't help her out the door because she needed help. She could have made it. She could have taken all of her weight off her cane and leaned against the door and forced it open, and it would have opened. She could have done it just fine, but I got a twinkle out of her eye, too, and a happiness thought out of her. And she was very happy, and she just so easily entered into conversation with me. But you see, this is what happens when two live people talk to each other. When one gracefully aging person talks to a young person, they don't know what to say. They don't know how to act. Because they have gotten so far away from youth, so far away from youngsters. It's just like the majority of the people who have moved to leisure world have moved out of life. They moved away from the world of children and family. They can't stand the noise of the yowling children here and there. They can't stand this. They can't stand. So they moved to leisure world. My mother is one of them. And yet, at leisure world, many people came in who had grandchildren who came to visit them and so forth. And so there were a few little kids running around now and then, too. But it's a silly thing. It's a silly thing. We should associate with people whom we want to be like. And if you're going to associate with super geniuses in the musical profession, you'll be like them. But you got to respect the fact that they're super, and so are you. Not saying, they're super, and I wish I were. You got to associate with people who are geniuses writers, if you want to be a good writer. And if you want to be a live human being, you got to associate with the livest of all human beings. And who are they?
Myself.
Children.
Oh.
Yeah, us too. Us too. But the thing is, always give the laurels away. But be sure to take them for yourself, because you'll need them another day. And with that, growing old gracefully is for the dogs, for the birds. What we want to do is remain young eternally. I love you.
Thank you.